Hello there, and welcome to the Moxie Sisterhood podcast. I'm Cheryl Kaiser, your Moxie Catalyst coach. I hope you enjoy this message.
What I want to talk about today is our calling. We all have a calling in life, whether we have already realized it or maybe we've realized it and we're feeling a little discontented, or maybe we haven't discovered it at all. And I assure you that through everything that you've had and done in your life, you have been expressing in some way your calling. We just don't always know what that is. So what I want to share with you today are a couple things about your calling and knowing if you need to change it or, you know, rediscover it, if there's a refreshed and new calling for your life, or, you know, or what. So what I want to talk about first is understanding if you're in a position where you're wondering if you have a calling. So in other words, are you in a place in your life where maybe you're feeling a little unsettled, like deep down? And I'm not talking about you're just unhappy with circumstances, but are you unsettled deep down, like with each day you're missing out on something a lot bigger and you really aren't sure what that is, but you know with what you're doing, whether it's the business that you already have, or maybe you're in working for an employer and you've been doing the same thing for a long time, and maybe you're like, well, I like it, but I don't know, there's just something else out there. Or maybe you're just flat out miserable and you know for a fact that you are not living your calling. So it's, if any of those things, whether you're just a little unsettled because of where you are in the stage in life, whether you are just not happy in the circumstances that you're in, or if you're completely miserable, hate what you're doing, don't know how you wound up there, those are some of the signs that we need to look at your calling. Now, the biggest problem is, well, what is my calling and how do I figure this out? So what I want you to do, there's a couple things that I just want to kind of touch on today, give you something to think about. And the first one is it just the situation? Are you having difficulty with someone you're working with or you have working for you? Is it an uncomfortable situation with a client? Is it an uncomfortable or difficult situation that can be resolved in some way? And then, but really deep down, you love what you do. And if that's the case, then the answer there would be to look at the situation and how can you best rectify it so that you can enjoy what you're doing again. And in that case, you probably are confident in what your calling is and you're doing what you want to be doing. I do always suggest evolve, you know, even if you are doing what you love to do, you know, technology, everything changes so much, and keeping on the track of being current and staying up to date with trends in the business, technology, you know, things that are going on in the world and still keeping grounded in your faith would be a recommended way to evolve and not suddenly like ignore everything and then suddenly feel irrelevant. So there's that. So the second thing is, if you're okay with doing what you're doing, but you know there's something more, would you be upset, or maybe not upset, but would you mourn or miss not doing what you're doing now? So if you were not able to do what you're doing right now, whatever that is, whatever, whether it's in business or as an employee or whatever you're doing now, if you were not able to do that anymore, or if you could give it up completely willingly, would you miss it, or do you imagine yourself not truly being able to give that up? So for example, in the last 8 years and my struggle with, you know, where did my passion go for my photography? there was a period of time where it was like, if no one ever asked me to pick up my camera again, I'd be okay with that. But what I've learned is it was just the actual task of what I had been doing all along. I just needed to kind of reignite my passion for what I was doing. I just needed to change the type of photography and how I photographed. And that would kind of reawaken. But, you know, in that time frame when I just was trying to get rid of it altogether, and that's something I've done since I'm 11 years old. So to try to imagine my life not taking photographs of any kind, even personal pictures, really troubled me. So I knew somehow photography was still going to be part of what I do. And I'm very thankful that it has come back around and I found a new calling within what I loved about my photography. The other thing is to consider what you're doing. And as I mentioned before, some of us have wound up someplace where it's like, I have no idea how I got here. For a period of time, I was in banking. How in the world did someone with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Photography, a minor in Graphic Design and Art History, who loved, you know, connecting with people and everything else, wind up in banking? So, but I was a really good administrative assistant, I believe, and I need to toot my own horn. I was very loyal and I loved the connection. So that's kind of the parts that I liked. But I look back now and realize I needed all that corporate experience and all the different experiences that I had there built up who I am and the experiences that I've used in my photography business and in my coaching business. So anyway, in that case, considering giving up being an admin and working at a bank, I totally could do without that. Could I do it again? If absolutely necessary, any of us could do anything, right? But in that case, I won't say I detested what I did. There were moments that I, you know, totally could have walked out the door and not looked back. But I think we all face that in everything we do. You know, we all have difficult days, but that was not my calling. And it was clear. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, how we express our calling is expressed in some way or another in everything we do. I love connecting with people. I love encouraging and inspiring, and I have empathy, and these are things I've learned about myself and a level of patience. And even in the banking business, and I was in customer service in the plumbing industry. Go figure. I've had a very big variety of things that I've done. But when I look back at all those things that I've done, there was always understanding and empathy to want to care for the customer and make sure that their experience, you know, that they were not stressed out and things like that. So that made me a very loyal employee to my company because I wanted my company to look good, even though I was just, you know, one of however many paid employees. And so when I look back, and I'm sure you can look back through your work history and your activities in the community, and there is a thread of what your natural calling is. As far as monetizing and answering that call and serving using that call, it's a matter of becoming in tune with it. And I guess the word leverage, you know, is embrace it and use it. And sometimes we have difficulty finding that. So before we start, you know, questioning, am I living my calling? Am I not? And in our day-to-day, our industry and what we do for a living to earn an income, are you being called to do what you're doing? Is it a situation that maybe you're completely happy and that's fine? Evolve. If you're just unhappy with circumstances, but you're enjoying what you're doing. If you're completely and totally miserable in what you're doing, and you know you should be doing something else. Or maybe, you know, it's okay what you're doing, but you know there's something else. So whatever the circumstances are, I know if you look back, you'll find threads of what your calling is for your life. And it cover whether you're volunteering in the home or at work or at your business. It's always there. It's always something that comes through us. So if you're wondering how you can figure out if you are living your calling or if there's something more, because as we enter midlife, sometimes that calling shifts. So we need to look for maybe other opportunities or other ways of expressing that calling. So that's where I would come in and help, whether it's through coaching for your life or your faith or business coaching to help with your business, to evolve a little bit with business, and even as a personal branding expert and helping you build your business or your identity and who you are as a woman and as an entrepreneur through creative photography. So that's my little coaching corner for this week, and I hope that it's helpful for you. I would love to know where you are in what I described, and post below and let me know how I can help you. And if you would like to work closer, let me know. We'll set up a little chat and see how I can help you out. So ladies, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a fabulous weekend, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Thank you for joining me today on the Moxie Sisterhood podcast. I'm Cheryl Kaiser, your Moxie Catalyst coach. And if you're interested in more information about the Moxie Sisterhood or the Catalyst Coaching Services, please check out our website at themoxiesisterhood.com. Until next time, cheers.